Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, and Sauli Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, the Kings of Slander, are here.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. We still saying fuck Trump in 2017. This is the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, and the shoes of the day. I'm gonna keep it real simple because Germ never replied about my shoes last week. I'm sure he slandered me. I sent him a picture, he didn't say nothing, so that means the slander is real. We just gonna go with the sock darts today, the red Nike sock darts. We're keeping it simple today. Please, fellas, if you have these, only wear them motherfuckers with joggers. Don't put sock darts on with jeans. You look like an asshole. Sit in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. the people's champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. I saw your shoes, all right. I was like, oh, they're pretty cool. I thought I sent a text, but I mean, nothing wrong with them. I mean, you know, they were just, you know, blood red shoes.
I just figured it was a slander. I mean, that's...
No. Oh, yo. And then about that shoe deal, I can't remember what shoes it was you were trying to sell me for $50, but I think there was some all red shoes.
No, there was nothing red in that. No.
What, like, shoes?
Like, so, you know what? I'm glad you said that. So the first one you passed up on was the Huaraches.
The all red ones, right?
Those were all red Huaraches. That's the first.
I can't wear no all red shoes, all right. That's exactly what I said.
But that's not the deal I was talking about last week. That's just one of the other deals you passed on. The 2 for $50 was the playoff eights and a pair of Fufu Gammas.
Fufu Gammas?
Yeah, they were the Gamma 11s, but they were fake.
Oh, so you want me to buy some fake shoes? Okay.
Oh, nigga, you only said you'd wear them. Like, it wasn't like, here, take these fakes. It was like, I wear fakes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The playoff eights alone are worth more than 50, but.
I don't even remember recalling seeing these shoes, but Jesus, let me look at the playoff eights look like. No, I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know.
Jesus Christ. So props to Ruler myself for pointing that out. It was a good deal. I mean, the only reason I know that they're fakes is because I know shoes. If you're looking at those Gammas, you're not going to know they're fakes. So it's not like a big walking billboard. But we've had this conversation before. Germ is fine with fakes. He don't give a shit. I'm just not that dude. I'm not one of those cats that wear them. So I got them. I got played on eBay. I got them. I can't send them back. And so I was like, all right.
I'm just not going to Germ then. How about just give them to Germ?
You paying for the shipping.
I pay for the shipping.
Right. So shipping. This 2 pair of shoes is going to be about $30. I said 50.
Who do you use for shipping? Who do you use for shipping? Because I can get those for a lot cheaper.
USPS, 2 pairs of shoes. It's like a 12 by 12 box is what you're going to have to get them sent in. And it's going to ship by weight. It's about 8 pounds. So.
I mean, I don't know anything about shit. I take your word for it. I mean, that is what you do for a living. So, I mean.
I'm just saying, you know. So, today we just rocking the sock darts, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit up your Nike outlets. They got the 20% off sale going on pretty much everywhere. They got Prestos and shit. I just ran through some shoes today. I took some shit back and got some other shoes I actually wanted. So it's a win for me. And I'm rocking the side darts today, man.
Hey, it's all right. Let me start this. Let me just say this real quick. Shout out to the maintenance man. He was just at my house. He was like, yeah, I just want, you know, it's just funny how he bought it. He was like, yeah, I didn't say anything to people about your dog. And I was in my head like, funny, you know what I'm saying? You should say that, like, you know, because all of a sudden, you know, the people found out we had a dog. I told him I had to get, you know, insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he comes up here. He was like, yeah, I just want you to know I didn't say nothing to him about the dog. And I was just like, that's funny. Like, why would you bring that up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Because you did bring that shit up. You know what, like, I'm saying?
Dry snitching.
You're the only one been to the house. Because I asked people, I said, how did they find out about the dog? Oh, well, the owner rode by one day. Oh, the fuck they did. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so in 3 years, the owner never rode by. And just on this fateful day, he rode by. Stop it. No, it was the day the motherfuckers in my house when nobody was here and my dog was cutting the fuck up. That's the day. But hey, what do I know?
I thoroughly feel like, you know, if you live in rented houses or apartments, they have these maintenance things that they do. just so they can get access to your place and see what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
My apartment every month or every other month has some other reason to come into the fucking apartment. We need to come by and check sprinklers. We need to come by and check the extinguisher. We need to come by. Like, every month they do this shit, and I think they're just trying to take tabs and see who's doing what. If you got guns, if you got weed, if you got pets. That's all they doing, man.
Yeah, then he gonna bring up, yeah, man, I've been to people, I don't say nothing. I've been to people's house and they had weed and everything. Now I'm looking at him like, now
he really snitching.
Look, now you done hit me with two of my little violations. Mm-hmm. So then now I gotta find me a new hot spot now, man. Fuck this.
Man, that mother, he in your shit, man. We gotta talk about last week's show. Last week's show was amazing.
Amazing.
It was
4 hours long. People loved it.
Amazing. Don't expect that same shit all the time. I need to go ahead and drop the expectations right now. Lower the expectations.
That used to be the norm, sorry. A 2 hour show used to be the norm.
First of all, we're not gonna keep doing that shit.
I'm just saying it used to be norm. It used to be me, you, and Blue in here. Oh, 2 hours is nothing. That was easy. You got to get 3 opinions on each subject. That's a 2 hour show.
That is a 2 hour show, but fuck. It's starting to feel like, you know, we making those too long YouTube videos. People just, I wish we could have analytics to check and see how many people actually rock with our shows for the whole time. You know, YouTube is cats out here making these 30-minute long videos, hour-long videos. I'm like, your analytics suck. Ain't nobody making it all the way through that shit. Short attention spans, man.
We are in the ADD era.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. So, we're going to try and give y'all what we can this week. Just don't... That was a banner show last week. I'm just saying. That's a Hall of Fame show. Like, if we were ever to select some shit to actually go to the network, it'd be the one last week. That was some dope shit. So, we appreciate the fellas for coming through. We got a lot of shit on here to talk about.
Yeah, shit from last week that we didn't get to talk about on here.
You really want to talk about this shit?
Yes, I wanted to talk about.
Please talk about it, because I don't give a fuck about this dude or his situation. But please bring it up.
Okay, man. So, of course. Oh, which dude you don't give a fuck about? It's like 3-4 dudes on here.
I'm the one that we didn't talk about last week, which was Bo Bice.
Bo Bice, man. Yes, man. We're supposed to talk about last week, man. Okay, Bo Bice. If you don't remember him, he was contestant on American Idol.
First week,
he didn't win. He wasn't a runner-up. I think he might have been in the top 10 or whatever. Whatever they used to do. He was a long-haired. How would you explain him? How would you, to the people?
His name is Bo Bice.
But explain it. He's not, because I don't want to offend him by calling him the long-haired white dude, because that's what got us talk about Bo Bice again, Saul, right? We have not talked about Bo Bice maybe since Runa Stutter was singing I'm Sorry.
We haven't talked about him even then. I don't know that I've ever said the name Bo Bice.
I might have said Bo, but not Bo Bice together.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever said that. I'm mad that I'm saying it now on episode 239 of the Frocast.
Yes. Bo Bice was at in Atlanta at Hartsfield Airport, and he wanted some delicious chicken. So, like anybody that's from the South that wants chicken, he moseys on over to Popeye's.
Moseys.
Yeah, he moseys.
Definitely, Bo Bice sounds like someone who would mosey, that's for sure.
Yes, so while Bo Bice was there waiting on his order, now this is according to Mr. Bice.
Oh, shit.
Said that the employee was making fun of his name, calling him Bobo, Boo Boo, Bow Bow, just making fun of his name.
I think that's fair.
Bo Bice,
that's fair.
So then he says, making fun of him, and then this is the most tragic moment ever. He was just like, they was asking, did such and such get his food? And they was like, yeah, he already got his food. And they said, who? The white boy over there. And he lost. He just couldn't believe it. He took a picture of the person. He put him on social media. He put him on Twitter. He put him on Facebook. He just kept going on and on and on about the racist treatment he got at the Popeyes and in Atlanta. And how the next thing you know, he on Fox 5 the News.
Oh, he's wow.
Crying to the reporter. If it had been the other way around, people would have been boycotting his music. Mind you, he hasn't released an album since 2010. People would have been calling him all kind of things. Bo, we didn't know you existed. Okay, we forgot about you. Just like all the rest of the only American Idol people remember is Tasia, Ruben, Clay, Carrie. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
If you ain't one of them, we don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like Jennifer Hudson. Don't forget about her.
Okay, J-Hud. That's right.
Yeah, she's one of the people that didn't win that became more popular for not winning. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, and then so Bo, he's on TV crying, just, I didn't expect to have to do all this to get an apology. So finally, Popeye's cave gave him an apology, and they didn't fire the girl, and Bo said, look, I didn't at least, hey, I'm glad I wasn't asking for her to get fired. So, you know, he really felt like he was in a position of power. You know what I'm saying? By not getting the girl fired, the girl should thank him for sparing her job at Popeye's. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
shit is amazing, bro. White people are fucking amazing. I love white people now. But this right here, like, come on, Bo Bice, bro. You really want to be a news bad. Like, because it, what's the bad part about it? Isn't he white?
Last time I checked, I mean, I haven't even seen him to know.
So it can't be the boy thing, because white boys love being called themselves boys. Hey, he's a good old boy. Oh, I'm a country boy. Oh, I'm this boy. Oh, this old boy right here. Like, so I don't know what part were you offended by, Bo? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, you know, this might make the few people that like me actually dislike me here, but just because you flip the script on something doesn't automatically make it racist. Like, the playing fields aren't level. Mm. So switching them doesn't make it racist just because. Mm. Like a stiff arm to the face of a running back, like a running back doing a stiff arm to the face, isn't necessarily face masking.
It technically is now.
But they don't call it.
Now they do. They do call it now. If you grab the face mask, you can't. If you're an offensive player and you grab the face mask.
Right. Grabbing. I'm talking about just a stiff arm. Because it's a stiff defensively, arm. Defensively, if you touch that motherfucker and they see you, it's a face mask.
Oh, yeah. Your hands can rub across that motherfucker like a guitar, bitch. They're going to get you.
It's a face mask. But if you're running back, they've been slamming D-backs for years with that stiff arm. So this shit's not equal. It's just not equal. You touch a quarterback anywhere outside of the numbers, it's roughing the passer.
Unless you Cam Newton.
Unless you can't, well, I mean, you know, Cam's black, so this is exactly the point. It's exactly the point. The term racist stuff, racism is part of a system. Like, there has to be power there. She didn't exhibit any power over him by saying that the white boy got his chicken.
Yeah.
Does not.
I mean, she was acknowledging, like, yes, he already has his food. The white boy over there.
It may not have been the best use of a descriptor, but she works at Popeye's.
I mean, exactly. What do you expect? Professionalism just because it's in the airport?
And she's at the airport at that. Like, those are the most disgruntled motherfuckers at all. They had to get up early. They had to work in these cramped environments. They're mad. First of all, why are you buying? Anyway.
He has taste for Popeye's, and he just...
I guess,
you know, a lot of people are talking about boycotting Popeyes now. I mean, the people that talk about boycotting Popeyes, you don't eat Popeyes anyway, because you wouldn't boycott Popeyes just because somebody else got called white boy.
The active part of a protest and boycott is that you have to have normally been spending money.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense. I see all these black people saying that we're going to boycott Louis Vuitton. You don't have any authentic Louis.
That Louis you got is fake.
Right, so you're not boycotting it.
That's not real Louis.
No, it doesn't count. You can't do that. Oh yeah, that's what they said about New Balance. Said that about Trump. Well, I ain't buying no New Balance. You have a closet full of Jordans. You have no pairs of New Balance.
You stopped buying a New Balance and they were 2 for $89. You know how long ago that was? You ain't.
you don't count in this discussion.
Yes,
just doesn't work. So the people that are crying about not liking Popeye's because they called him a white boy, which I do think, depending on the situation, is not the best idea of a descriptor for somebody. You don't have to call him a white boy. I'm sure he's probably the only person in the airport who had hair down his ass. You could have said the dude with long hair.
No, Popeye doesn't have long hair anymore.
See, I don't even know. So
he looks like Joe Buck. That's what I thought it was. Wow. Why is Joe Buck on TV crying? And then I said, hold on, that's not Joe Buck. Like, yeah, I was just like. That's Bo Bice. Like, what the fuck? Who's Bo Bice? I was like, who is Bo Bice? I said, oh, then they showed a picture of America. I said, oh, the dude with the long hair. Like,
so let's go ahead and paint the picture real quick, because I haven't even seen Bo Bice. So let's paint the picture. we're at Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. At black Popeye's. Airport in the world. The blackest.
Yeah, like it's got to be right there. Top of the list. You're at Popeye's in the airport. and you're sitting down and eating. So, or at least you're not sitting down, you're waiting for your food. I'm going to take a good chance, and even at one of the busiest airports in the country, like top 10, he was probably the only white dude over there at Popeyes.
Yes.
So if you're reaching for a descriptor of the six people waiting for food, the white dude is probably the best descriptor.
I mean,
the most direct. Not the best, but the most direct. Because is he tall?
Look, can't tell. But it's like, okay, so if we would have been at a white chicken place. I don't know.
Bush's Chicken. In Texas, Bush's Chicken.
We had Bush's Chicken. Right. Me and Saul Wright. And the white girl over there said, hey, no, he already got his food. Black guy over there. Are you going to defend us, Saul Wright?
I don't think so. Now, it depends on how she says black.
The black boy over there.
I would probably be more offended by her saying the big guy than I would the black guy.
Yeah, but look, I thought all white boys love that. Like, I see the black girls like, oh, go white boy, go white boy, go white boy.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, now that you say that, yeah, she said black boy, I probably would have been offended by boy.
Oh, yeah, see, black people get offended by the boy. White right. boys, not exactly.
Yeah, the black part, I don't think the black part would have bothered me. I'm in Austin.
Yeah, but the boy thing probably, like I said.
The boy thing would have definitely sent up my antenna.
Yeah, especially boy. But yeah. Like I said, man, Popeyes, you cried. You got your apology. I hope somebody buys your album now, since you haven't released an album in 6, going on 7 years. I'm pretty sure you got an album coming out now. So, yeah, Popeyes.
Him crying about this is kind of a bigger, it speaks to a bigger issue, and it's that because white people are seeing black people more vocal, more visually, resistant to the shit that we've been dealing with, they feel like they're automatically being oppressed. And they feel like they have room to speak about this oppression or backlash or quote-unquote reverse racism, I've even heard, that's happening right now. It's just not how it works. It's just not how it works. We'll have to talk about that on some other show.
Tours. I guess he only does shows in Hawaii.
Not mad at that. There's a lot of money in Hawaii.
Yeah, he Blue Note Hawaii. He's got like shows there March 30th, March 31st, April 1st.
So he's Las Vegasing, but he's doing it in Hawaii.
Yeah, he's doing Hawaii. So he's like the little nigga to play the little ukulele and shit.
Find your lane. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. What was he even doing in Atlanta? Is he from Atlanta?
He's from Huntsville, Alabama. So, you know, it's probably... that's closest. Yeah,
I mean, you could fly to Huntsville, but they'd probably make your ticket higher by another $200. It's not worth it.
Yeah, he actually was the runner-up to Carrie Underwood. You know what I'm saying? So,
and you got nothing. And they probably still... That's even the most fucked up part about it, is that because you're on TV, they probably still get some of his money now.
Oh, yeah. If you make it to the final 12, you had to sign a contract with American Idol. And they own you for like a year. And then, you know, after a year, you know.
Damn, he probably still... But Simon's a shrewd businessman. He probably still getting like 10% of everything this dude does for the rest of his life. Like, if you go on Shark Tank, they still get a certain percentage of your shit, even if they don't fund your idea. Mm. They still get like 3% of your business. So, anyway, man, fuck Popeyes. I was just watching, at Lovey, LUVVIE on Twitter. Apparently, some white girl got mad at her. I didn't even read up on the whole situation, which is typical Saul, right? But apparently, it was a white chick that was talking about Michael Che, which is the dude from Saturday Night Live, the black dude.
Oh, okay.
On a dating app, and she apparently tried to holler at him. And he turned it down, and then she went out on the rampage and said that he was rude on the app and called him racist. Mm. But when he showed the receipts, she's the one that brought up the race. He just wasn't into her.
You know, she was actually with the homophobe. She was like, yo, most of the guys on here are gay anyway. And he was just like, whoa. Like, I mean, she was doing all the talking, and he was giving one-word answers, and like, you know, I'm not really interested in your answers. And then she took it the wrong way. So she pulled like the, what's the girl that did the Odell Beckham thing? What's her name? The one that was just like Odell Beckham.
Oh, was that Lena Dunham or some shit?
Yes,
like that?
Lena Dunham. Yeah, she pulled one of those on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just like, hold up, let me put it out here. And then she's like, oh, him putting it out there was wrong. No, bitch, you wouldn't. Right. Like, I had to do that so people wouldn't be attacking me, calling me racist. I'm just now starting to make a little change. I don't need you fucking this up.
Right. But that's I feel like that's what we're seeing nowadays.
Yes.
And the difference is he was able to defend it now, but Emmett Till wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the story of Emmett Till was that he was a white woman. Well, she was apparently trying to holler at him too.
Yeah.
But when she got caught, hey, he was trying to rape me.
Trying to rape me.
And here we go. This is what happens. You know what I'm saying? So I'm watching how this shit works, man. It's starting to get on my fucking nerves. The reason I mentioned Lovey is because Lovey said something about it, and then our girl tried to tag Lovey.
Dude.
And that's like, Lovey is an internet star. Yeah. She's the wrong person to come for, because she don't have to do any fighting back. Like, once you're in her mentions.
Yeah, she got soldiers. Like, she got Indians, man. Hey, man, you got to be careful, man. Certain people, like my homeboy was going to take, you know, he was going to go at one of them black Twitter, you know, superstars. I said, don't do that, bro. I was like, bro, your mentions going to be in shambles, nigga. I like, please, don't do it. I said, you ain't got enough followers to even go at this nigga. I said, he might ignore you, but if he don't ignore you, you're going to catch the bad end of it. So
it's the last thing you want. Like, these social media streets are not loyal, bro. Mm. The first thing they're going to look at is your mentions. Then they're going to find everything about you. And they're going to destroy you. People out here getting fired from regular jobs, bro.
Don't you fuck with these people, man. I told them, just let them chill, man. Let them have it, man. Just don't.
Just take the L. And then the fact that they're so witty. These motherfuckers nowadays are quick.
Yep.
Man, you don't want these problems in these streets, man. That's why I don't say shit.
Nope.
I show my yellow proudly. I don't want no problems in these streets, bro. I got 3 people that like me and 2 of them work for Nappy Afro, so I can't be going out here in these streets like that, man. We had a little... I guess this is a big issue.
Yes.
I feel like I'm stressed even thinking about it. Obama's out. Hashtag Obama out.
He's gone. I saw my back page man down. I thought that's what you was stressed about.
I was watching another show and they said that the other day and I was like, oh, I didn't. Like, I never knew back page was an actual thing.
You did not know that?
I thought it was like a running joke or some shit.
No, I didn't
know it was an actual thing till he said it. Like, he was like, yeah, back page is shut down. I was like, oh, this is an actual.
The adult services, yeah, because I mean. You go, like, you used to have it, like, you know, every city you go to had a little back page, and then you check, see what girls offering what services for what price.
Right, I thought that was the running joke, though, is that it was, back page was, like, the name for the shit on the back.
No. This is the actual name of the site.
Wow, I had no idea it was an actual site.
It's a little funny story. I'm looking on back page, just for fun, because I was just like, I'm not, you know, I'm too cheap to buy pussy, but,
in an optimal world.
And I was just like, whoa. That girl works with me. Like, I'm looking at her shit.
Shut up, man.
I swear to you, she had her shit on back page, $150, and I'm sitting there. So I went to work the next day. I'm just looking at her like, do I say something to her or just let it slide?
Yes, you say something to her.
I'm going to let it slide because I don't want no issues. I mean, of course I told a couple niggas. I got Chatty Patty. Told a couple niggas at work about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, see if they was going to find out, but... Yeah, man, this shit crazy, man. Yeah.
She has a job where she shows her face, and her face was on back page selling pussy.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
So.
Escorting.
So, does she have a job where she interacts directly with the customers? Like, is she a cashier?
Yep.
So, there's a chance that somebody's going to come in to check out and get some socks.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, what did your mouth do?
Yes. And knowing her, she'll clock out and go show them what that mouth do.
I was just about to say, what if she's brokering deals at the job? I
mean, look, hey, she probably does. She's not, she is a good, well, she don't work there anymore.
So. Oh, what the fuck happened? You just mentioned it.
I'm just saying, this was before I seen her and I was just like, yo.
You know what I mean? So she used to work with you.
Yes, okay. Yes. She worked. I meant to say, I don't know if I said the ED on the end, but yeah, she worked with me. And then I was like, oh, shit. I think she might have got pregnant now or something. I don't know, man. Who knows? Last time I heard, she was pregnant and she was still doing drugs. Like, that shit was nuts.
Of course, because, I mean, let's go raw on Backpage and do drugs and have kids, because that's what we do in Trump's America.
So Backpage, the adult services are shut down. They're making it harder for you niggas to find pussy on the web, man. Just straight out pussy. Like, you got Craigslist, you got Backpage. I don't know anything else. You got to ask Beezy. This is what Beezy would come in at. Plenty of fishes. pretty sure, you know, you can set something up on the fishes.
It's only hard if you make it hard.
But you can send money on Facebook now. I mean, it's like the money on Facebook. You can call people, like Snapchat. Like, Aldi, man, look, it's all right. I told you. What did I say 7 months ago? I said, yo, people charging for Snapchat is becoming a problem. It's becoming a problem now. Because I had to delete a whole bunch of girls off my Snap because they all trying to, I'm not doing nothing else. This is my last post on this page. I'm going to my page. But see, what the bitches gonna understand is, y'all gonna go to that paid page. It might be jumping this month. Might even be jumping next month. Somebody the month out of that. Niggas not, you gonna come back to your free page. Watch.
So when they do, and I'm asking you, like, not assuming that you know, but I'm asking because you know a lot of shit. When you pay for somebody's Snapchat, is this a monthly recurring payment?
Some of them is monthly, some of them is not. Like one time it's a $35. Like I seen one $35. I seen one for $3.99. I seen one. Like, yo, shout out to the Sexpert. She got a private Snapchat now where she does teachings for, you know, it's an online sex school or something she call it.
That's a hustle.
Then you got a lot of them that just doing it just like, yo, they twerk a little bit on there, you know, show them in the showers and they charging niggas. You know, they got some of them that's fucking niggas showing you fuck. You know, I'm just like, yo, I don't need that much access to you. You know what I'm saying? I just need to see your Saturday night pictures. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, if, you know, I don't need all that. So I'm not paying for shit. I'm cheap. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, because if you really, like, thanks to Saul Wright and Be Easy, for certain sites they go to, I can type in certain Snapchat girls' names on them. Voila, there goes some of your nasty shit right there. Pop up. So hey,
In a free world, I don't know why you're paying for this shit now, 2017. Not only that, you know, this might just me being yellow or old or both. I can't think of one person that I want to pay money to see their pussy every day for. Like, there's only so many angles we gonna get of your body before I'm like, fuck this.
If I pay, that means that if I send you a message, you messaging me right back. I got to have your phone number, so I mean I could text you good morning throughout the day, you know, little shit like that. Because I can't see myself paying $35 a month to, like,
because it's one girl, one the same chick.
Like, you ain't doing nothing special. Like, you sitting there like, bruh, and then they want to call you, oh, you broke boys. I'm not broke. I'm just frugal.
That's a strip club line right there. That's a strip club line.
Speaking of strippers, these strippers in L.A., they said that a black youngster came out to the club and he did his little set and they was turning up for him. And then once he got through doing his set, he left. He ain't spent no money with them or nothing. And they was upset. They were like, we supported your hustle. You ain't support ours. You ain't throw no money or nothing. And I was just like, like, so the money he made from the club, he was supposed to throw it back at the club and to y'all? Oh, yeah, okay.
The agreement is that I'm bringing other people in here. Yeah. So they'll spend money.
That's just a facade what he be doing. He ain't really got money. Yes, he does. Because what he did was they paid him a bag to be there. He walked out with his bag. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they were just standing around. They didn't want to spend no money. Ladies, y'all sound a little bitter. So now, you know, stop it.
I'm feeling old here. If I go to a strip club to spend money on strippers, I don't want to see a nigga giving me a concert.
I mean, even if he is in there, y'all up there doing y'all thing. I mean, hey.
But why is he there? Why the fuck? Get your ass off the stage. I'm here for the chicks.
It was probably a Tuesday night. Who knows? He was probably, you know, black youngster not prime time yet. You know what I'm saying? He probably was there on $2 Tuesdays, do a little 30, 45 minute, you know what I'm saying? Just appearance. Because he don't have 30 minutes worth of songs to do. He probably don't have 10, but hey, what do I know?
But what kind of dude, like, you sit at home, you like, yo, I wasn't even going to go tonight, but black youngster's there. I want to hear him do a couple songs and see some ass. I'm going to the club. What? I'm old, man. I'm just old.
It's all right. Come on. So me and you sitting around, I'm like, yo, Uncle Luke going to be at the club tonight. You trying to go?
Uncle Luke is going to turn up the club.
Yes.
So I'm going to see the bitches, but I don't want Luke on the stage.
Hey, look, you know what Uncle Luke bring? He bring the, man, so, man, yes, Luke, Uncle Luke, get up there.
You perform in the corner. You perform in the corner. I still want the strippers front and center. But that's Uncle Luke. Like, we're talking about legends.
So you telling me Dave East at the club, that's not gonna bring you out.
First of all, Dave East he would make the strippers feel bad. Like, like, again, bad example. He'd be out there preaching about positivity and shit and coming up out the bottom. These hoes be like, oh God.
He just reminded me of my dad.
Right. Niggas be like, man, I would give you some money, but this nigga just spit some real shit.
Yeah, man. I think about my kid at home with my old lady, man. I got to start living right, man.
Right.
This, man.
I was going to give you some money, but I need this to go ahead and pay off that bond. I need to do right by myself. Bad example.
These hoes, I'm going to put it on the rent this month.
Props to Dave East, man, for doing that. I didn't know he was signed by Nas.
Wow.
That immediately depressed me when I read that.
Just depressed me, saw right there.
I was like, fuck. Really?
For what did you do that for, man?
Because, I mean, I heard the bad news. I had to share it. I saw that. I was like, really?
I'm talking about, what did Dave East do that for? Like, nobody, like, if you're going to sign anybody, man, don't sign a Nas.
Hey, man.
Like, yo, you signed to a working nigga. Like, Nas the laziest rapper of alive. Like, he don't like to tour. He don't like to do shit.
That means, ultimately Dave East is signed to Jay-Z, right?
I don't think Nas still signed to Jay-Z.
It was one deal? It was one album deal?
Two albums, something. I don't know what Nas is doing. Damn, Nas probably signed to Hennessy Records, man.
Crown Royal, with Crown Royal doing them tours and shit. God damn, man. I don't know. This shit is weird. How do we get there from talking about Obama?
Nas still owed the IRS money, man. Oh, okay.
Everybody owes IRS money.
Nas paid $3.5 million to the IRS, avoids jail. There's your signing bonus right there, Davies.
Yeah, well, you got to do this for the dolo then, bruh.
Let's see if Nas is, who is he labeled? Columbia, Ill Will, Def Jam, Mass Appeal? Let me see. He serves as associate publisher of Mass Appeal magazine and owner of a Fila sneaker store. Wow. He is currently signed to Mass Appeal Records. So this nigga signed to a nigga.
Yeah, they all are. Like, that's how this shit works. Your album should have 35 credits before it get to you.
Hold on. He signed to Mass Appeal and he's the founder? Like, I don't get it. Like, what the fuck?
He trying to make double the money as the writer, producer.
This is the founder, Nas and Peter Benenbender.
Some white dude back there bankrolling the whole thing. We're talking about hip hop, and there was, what's the show on Netflix you wanted me to watch? The history of hip hop or some shit you told me?
Yeah. Something like that. What was it called?
I forget the name of it. I watched it, though.
Oh, you did? You watch it? Okay.
I did watch it. This was over Christmas break or some shit. I watched it. It's good shit. I need more seasons, though.
It's coming.
Like, me and the wife were talking about this, and I said, this is a really high-level gloss over, like, here's hip-hop for people who don't know type shit. Like, they got in a little bit deep and talked about some shit, but there was no real... Like, how did they go to the West Coast and didn't talk about Ice-T for real, for real? Like, they mentioned him, and they talked about his influence, and they talked about N.W.A., but we ain't got no Too Short.
They ain't got no Too Short or nothing.
We
ain't
go down south at all.
You know, I see what you're saying.
They didn't talk about no women. They talked about no women at all. Like, you even did New York. You ain't talking about Roxanne Shanté. You ain't talking about MC Light. You ain't talking about Latifah. You ain't talking about women at all.
See, sorry, you know too much about hip hop. That wasn't for you, man. I'm sorry. That was for the youngins, man. They didn't know shit. They thought it was all about the, you know.
Wife and I, we were discussing this shit. And I said, there's got to be, like, it was good, but there's got to be more seasons.
That was just part one. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's more. Speaking of shit that's on TV, since we just kind of...
We're kind of jumping around.
You need to watch Kicks. It's a movie out. It's called K-I-C-K-S, Kicks. Very dope. Very, very dope. Check it out.
That's a sneakerhead documentary. They're talking about the SBs.
It's not a sneakerhead documentary, but it's like, you know, it's a kid. He poor. He don't have shit, and then one day he save all his money up, he go buy him a pair of shoes, man, and he have the best day ever. And then you know what happens when you having the best day ever.
Ah, shit, somebody stole his shit.
You know what I'm saying? Then that just turns the whole, you know, bam, then like, that sets the tone for the movie, and you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's pretty dope. Check it out, it's called Kicks. I watched Birth of a Nation, my dude.
The new one?
Whatever one that's out, yeah. Birth of a Nation. Yes. No, not the black and white one about the Klan, my nigga. No. I know that's what you probably was thinking, Sarah. Right?
No, I'm just specifying which one you watched. That's
you,
all.
You funny, Sarah, right?
I just specified which one you watched, man. So what did you think of it?
I mean, it was just, you know, it was your typical slave movie. Very, little. It was a slave movie. Had some nice little hidden gems in there for all you Bible-thumping people. Kind of open, you know, some people's eyes to seeing how we became, black people became in love with the Bible and why we love the Bible and how the Bible was used to get us to brainwash us. And, you know, they kind of brought that in there. And, you know, everybody talk about the killing the white people. Man, that was like the last 20 fucking minutes of the movie, man. Like, the first hour or something, niggas getting their head split. You know what I'm saying?
But that was all of what was the one of the bloodiest revolts ever.
Yeah,
that's okay. All they showed.
Yeah, I get it. Out of the 48 hours, they probably gave us 48 minutes of the revolt. God. The rest of the movie, you had niggas getting killed. You had one dude that was doing a hunger strike. They knocked his motherfucking teeth out with a chisel. Oof. Man, look, bro, they knocked his teeth out with a chisel and, like, put a funnel down his mouth and, like, fed that motherfucker. Oh, my God. I was just like, that's one of the most hideous shit I've seen in my life. You seen niggas getting hung. You know what I'm saying? Beat, whip, all that shit. Like I said, it was just still a slave movie now. But they killed, you know, they showed, they said they killed over 60 white people. They ain't show them killed, but probably about six of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, come on, bro. I was expecting a fucking a Marvel superhero type killing going on in Terminator levels, the way everybody didn't want us to watch this movie. But it was real good. So
like,
shout out
like Park. Django, kind of like they were talking about.
Django. No, hell no. I still seen more niggas get killed in this movie, and so seeing that. Also watched what else? I watched all three of these movies in one day, which was fucking
amazing. You binging?
I watched Kicks, Birth of a Nation, and War Dogs. Seen that?
What the fuck is that?
War Dogs is a movie about what's the fat dude from what's the fat dude? Jonah Hill, I think that's his name.
The fat white dude, yes.
Yeah.
The fat white boy, should we go with that?
The fat white boy Jonah Hill was in it. He's talking about how he was selling like government contracts and guns and, you know, doing
I remember that movie, yeah.
But, you know, I watched that shit, and white people sneaky as a motherfucker, boy. I tell you what, goddamn, man, don't go in business with nobody white, bro. I swear to God,
man. It's not what we doing in 2017, bro.
I'm just saying.
It's not what we doing in 2017.
Like, all the time, them niggas should getting over on niggas, man. Like, Louisiana Purchase, you ever heard of that song, right?
He's gonna keep bringing up. He's gonna keep bringing shit up. Hey, man, look, that's not what we do in 2017.
Yes. Man. We love everybody, man, but nobody's free from the slander, man. Listen, man,
you got to get it. Everybody got to get it.
Man. Nobody getting comfortable, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, like, last 8 years, we got real comfortable. Now, 8 days from now, you know what I'm saying? This shit going to be over.
Shit's a wrap, man.
All right. Over, my nigga.
Shit's like, a wrap. The over
next office. Procast, next time y'all hear us, it'll be under a whole new fucking, what you call this shit?
A new regime?
A new regime.
God damn, man.
Like, we don't know what the fuck gonna go down. Like, I think, man, listen.
It's all bad, dude. It's all bad. Like, everybody was crying with Obama's final night on TV. Yeah. And everybody was, you know, think piece is going up.
Niggas just, hey, everybody just so deep and thoughtful that night.
I had no more fucks to give.
Yes.
I just don't. Like, look. I am honest enough to say that I don't know enough about Obama's administration to make a definite decision if he was a good or bad president. Yeah. What I do know is during the 8 years that he was in office, I got laid off. I had to find another fucking job. It took me 3 years to find a job. Like, so, you can say what you want to, but nigga, I was laid off for half of his time in office damn near. So, I'm not the one to talk about how great of a president he is. I'm not.
Hey, boy.
But I'm also not the motherfucker that's going to go on Facebook and write some long-ass think piece about how great he's been for somebody else. Hey, look, at no point did I see Obama go up to the fucking podium and say, look, I want to do this, this, and this, but these motherfuckers wouldn't let me do it. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see the fucking attempt to call some people on the carpet. That never happened. We saw he went ahead and he continued a lot of shit that he spoke out against that Bush did. He did a lot of the same policies. We saw that shit. But then when it came time to make changes, he can't do that. He's handcuffed. He can't do that. He can't make these moves. He can't speak out. What about his life? He knew about his life when he was running for office. And the fact that he didn't get up there and say, yo, I want to do this, but these motherfuckers, these racist ass people that are in power wouldn't let me talk to your local congressman and walk away. That didn't happen at all.
Nope.
Hey, man, I got laid off when that motherfucker took office, and I was laid off for 3 years. That's all I can speak to. I also in his 8-year term, I had back taxes. The motherfuckers came and took money out of my account. So I can't speak to you about how great of a president he is. I'm not the one, but I'm not here for all you motherfuckers crying and belly aching when his presidency has not touched your life. It didn't do shit for you. He didn't change a policy for your middle class ass.
I was unemployed when this nigga got in office too. God damn, man, I just thought about this shit because I remember like 08, like around October 08, that's when the shit hit. You know what I'm saying? When shit went crazy. And I was unemployed till like fucking April.
So he got sworn in office, I think when he came in, it wasn't January 20th. 09.
It was 09.
Right, but the month. It wasn't. It
was January 20th, yeah. It's always the 20th.
Is it always the 20th? Yeah. So I think I was on vacation. Matter of fact, this is 09. Let me pull up the calendar. I want to be direct with this shit. Let me pull this motherfucker up because it was literally like right after his fucking inauguration. Like,
You said, I remember my wife went to the inauguration and I know I was at home and I was just like, shit. Matter of fact, I got a chair right here in the house that says I was there January 20th, 2009. Yeah, that's so. I forgot. I was like, I'm sitting in the fucking chair, and I'm like, hold on, it's the inauguration chair she had, right?
And I remember the spectacle, all the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember the spectacle of the whole thing.
We had Aretha Franklin, had everybody there.
The podcasts were all over the place, and I remember that shit.
But look, was niggas even doing podcasts then, nigga?
The bigger people were doing them, though.
We was doing podcasts.
Of course, we've been doing this shit since like 2007. It's fucking ridiculous.
Like, but I mean, it wasn't like it, you know, it was now, you know so, what I'm saying?
January 20th, 2009 was a Tuesday.
Yep.
I promise you I was on vacation and I came back to work Monday the 26th. I got laid off Monday the 26th. I promise you when I came back to work, my job laid me off. Here's the rub. This was the first layoff in the history of that company.
Damn.
The first layoff was me.
Damn.
And it was on like right after this motherfucker stepped in office. So I'm not the one to tell you how great this motherfucker is.
Downsize. We gotta start. Who we start with?
Immediately, bro.
Try the black guy right there. He was on vacation.
He's
right?
Gotta go. Like even before I took vacation, it was slow, and I was like, "Hey, we good?" Like, yeah, we're good. I've been laid off before. I was like,
enjoy yourself, Johnny. Enjoy yourself.
I was like, enjoy yourself. I don't know. This doesn't feel right. They're like, nah, you're good. Go ahead. We're fine.
All right, go ahead. Now. Have a great time, Saul. Don't even think about work, okay? Let's just enjoy the inauguration, you know.
Came back and that was it. When nobody looked me in the face, I knew it was fucked up. Yeah. And he called me in the office the end of the day. And here I am like a sucker. I'm like, yo, I can't do shit. Like, I can't be here and do something else. Nah, bruh. Like, that's it. Nah.
You the only one that got cut, or like your department?
It was me.
Wow.
It was me. The first man, look, so I can't speak to that shit.
Damn.
But I'm also like, Lovey said it best. She said sometimes shut the fuck up is the best option. It's free to shut up. So I've been trying not to say a lot about this president. Because you can't have a civil discussion with black people about Obama. You can't.
You can't.
It's okay even. I'm not even mad at that. It's okay. But you also need to know that if you don't know enough about the president and what he's done and what he's been doing, it's okay to just shut up. It's cool. Some of y'all need to take that same philosophy with religion.
Oh, speaking of Obama, it's a movie on Netflix called Barry.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's about a young Obama when he first come to New York in like 81 or some shit like that. I'm going to go ahead on a limb here and say Michelle's the first piece of black pussy that man ever had. And because in that movie, he was the white girl slayer. You hear me? I said, boy, if the black people get a hold of this movie, they are not going to be too happy about this because, I mean, Obama was corny as fuck, man. Like, he was corny. So I was like, yo, Michelle had to be the first black chick. You know, so that was like 81. Yeah, he was like in love with this white girl. I mean, the family and all this crazy stuff. And him and Michelle supposed to went on a date around, what, by 87, 88? When Do the Right Thing came out, right? Right
God
around
damn, by the time. Yeah, somewhere, yeah, late 80s.
Yeah, that's when they went on their first date. That's what, so
that's whenever what they saw.
Yeah, it's another movie about that coming out.
About Do the Right Thing?
No, about
the first date?
Yeah, first date, nigga. Like, I said, look, how many Obama movies we got? We got like five Obama movies.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that. Like, we haven't seen one Bill Clinton movie. Like, can we slow down? Like, he's not, first of all, he's not even out of the office. Second of all, he's still alive. Can we slow down with the biopics? There's still work to be done.
Hey, bro, they just, look, it's going to be one Election Day movie. Listen, we're going to have a lot of Obama movies, bro. A lot.
But
we
why?
Got like five right now.
But what's the purpose? Like, what's the reason?
Matter of fact, that movie already out. I take that back. The movie with him and her date is already out. Because the dude is playing Obama look nothing like her. Look nothing like him. Like, this shit is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, we gave up on
that. At least the dude in Barry kind of looked like the nigga. You know what I'm saying? This nigga here is dark skinned. I was like, how the fuck Obama dark skinned, bro?
Hey, man, look, we don't cast by looks anymore. It's strictly talent. I mean, look at the New Edition movie, which I think, when the New Edition movie come out next week, too?
New Edition got a movie coming up?
A BET.
Oh, shit.
And they using all people who can actually sing. So, like, they didn't cast it by looks at all. You can sing, you can actually do the lines and the steps. We got you. So check that out on BET. I feel like it's the 20th or 23rd or some shit like that. They promoted enough that I know we're getting close to the time.
The movie I'm talking about is called Southside With You. Yeah.
I just don't... Look, it's been 8 years, right? I just don't understand how we went from hating him to loving him this much. And now everybody wants a piece of Obama. Is it because of Trump? Like, is Trump so bad that everybody's really sad that he's leaving? Or, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, even the same thing, I've seen a lot of people cheering for Biden lately. And I can't tell you, in 8 years, a fucking thing Biden's done.
Do you know who Candace Young is on the Have and Have Nots?
Nope. Don't watch that show either.
Okay. What about Ride Along? You seen that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess the girl that Kevin Hart was marrying.
Oh, the dark skinned chick.
Yeah, she plays Michelle.
I mean, she's fine and all.
But... Yeah, but it's like, and then okay. Parker Sawyer's. If you look him up, he hasn't been in any movies. But Parker Sawyer's, he's playing Obama. But
wait, the dark skin, that's Tika Sumpter.
Yes, that's who's playing Michelle Obama.
Well, then who the fuck is Candace Young?
Oh,
that's her character name.
That's her character on the
Okay, head. I was really like, I've never heard of a Candace Young. Okay, gotcha. My bad.
Yeah, but yeah. Parker Sawyer's, yeah, he's the one that's playing Obama. Like, look at this nigga, bro. Like, what's his nigga? Like,
Parker. First of all, why you name your kid Parker?
I mean, Parker Sawyers. I mean, that's the most neutral name ever.
How about it's just a bad name? Like, fuck Parker the race.
Parker
Sawyers.
Like, I'm sitting there looking at the application like, wow, is he...
Like, did he fill his name out backwards?
I mean, is the name Sawyer Parker? Like,
wait,
I mean...
he's supposed to be Obama?
Like, what's your real name, sir? Your first name can't be Parker.
He's supposed to be Obama?
Yes.
They reaching, bro. Like, why didn't they drag him like they dragged old girl for trying to play... Hey, man, look.
Bro, like, where did they get Obama from? And
then, like, he must have the accent down. Look here. I'm Parker Sawyers, and I'm going to be a president.
Pretty good. All right.
We're going to do things that will make you proud and influence change for everybody. I guess it's... I don't know what the fuck... Whatever, man. Whatever, man. I have an overrunning cup of don't give a fuck. Mm. And there's a lot of shit that I just don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck that the Giants lost and they blamed Odell Beckham. Why?
Who give a fuck about that?
No, you knew good goddamn well when you took that R&B-ass picture on the boat that you were going to be the one to blame.
But bruh, the shit was fucking amazing how... They just want to be like, yo, Odell needs to grow up. It's his fault we lost. Like, Odell don't play fucking defense. Aaron Rodgers threw 4 fucking touchdowns, 400 fucking yards. So that's Odell's fault?
How many passes did Odell drop in that game?
Okay, how many did he defend?
That's not what I asked you. How many did he drop?
He probably dropped 3.
Nigga, you only get 5 or 6 targets. You dropped half your passes.
He dropped one in the end zone. So if he caught that one in the end zone.
Oh, shit. One of them was in the end zone, too?
Yeah, they lose 38-21.
Well, if you would have caught those other 5 passes. We would have been in a better situation.
I don't like the fact that they, his off day, he went out partying. If I was Odell Beckham, I was like, hey, you know that game I had 236 yards, 3 touchdowns? Ask me what I did on my off day. Wow, shit. Oh, what about this? 9 catches, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ask me what I did on my off day that week. Whoa, you don't even want to know. You know what I'm saying? So only because we publicized it. Like, what was I supposed to do?
He publicized it. He took the picture. Yeah. He set up the shot and put it on Snapchat or on Instagram. Yeah. That's your fault. You took this R&B light-skinned ass picture.
They had an R&B nigga in the picture.
First problem.
I mean, why they was chilling with Trey Songz, man? Like, what's the problem?
Oh, Justin Bieber was there, too? Like, this is, what the fuck is he doing? Beams was there. Like, what are y'all doing?
They're having a good time.
Why are your shirts off?
Hey, man, they had jeans on, man, and Tim's.
Hey, why are you on a boat with Tim's and jeans? There's too many questions. None of that was playing football. And if you go out on the game day, and you drop and pass in the end zone, and you're the number one receiver, number two, it's kind of your fault. It's kind of your fault. I'm not even mad that they're calling him on it, because you've been a distraction all season. So that's what happens. Shut the fuck up and play ball.
But the GM was like, Odell needs to grow up. He needs to just. I'm just like, hold on.
The GM's an asshole because you signed him.
Thank you. And then the GM like, but I've been an asshole since I've been here. Like, nigga, I'm that same asshole that's filling these fucking seats up, nigga.
Exactly.
Like, I hate so if I was Odell Beckham, but it's time to re-up, I'm the fuck out of here.
I'm out. Just like JPP. Remember? I gotta go.
Remember? I'm like, I need to grow up, so I'm out of here.
Gotta go. JPP, same thing. Gotta go.
Hey, JPP had the best fucking statement ever, nigga. He's, I'm the only one out here doing it with 7.5 fingers. I said,
that's what you do. He had what, five or six sacks in season 2?
Yes, man.
Hey, man, look. And I like to say that he's one of those players, we talked about stats before, he's one of those players that's doing a lot of shit that don't show up on the stat sheet. Mm-hmm. Like, pressure should be one of those measurable stats. That motherfucker's a problem. So, hey, I hope he goes somewhere else. Because fuck the Giants. A 1-year offer, y'all got to come with the money. Y'all got to come with the money. Other than that, the playoffs, I think I'm still hurt over my team, and I'm just not into it this season. I'm just not. We hired a coach. The Rams hired a coach today. This motherfucker's 30 years old, bro. Essentially, they hired GQ Blue to run the Rams team.
That's what you want, man.
No. Not only that, LA got another team. So LA now has the LA Chargers, and they have the LA Rams.
What's your coach name? Sean McVay or some shit like that?
Yeah, motherfucker came from the Redskins.
I wonder, did they interview a black guy for this position?
They had to. They interviewed one. The question is why? Yeah, I think he was from the Ravens or some shit.
Former Washington offensive coordinator. Woo!
Now, granted, if I remember right, Washington had like a top 5, top 10 offense this season.
Okay.
But they also had Kirk Cousins. We don't have
Youngest
a Kirk Cousins.
Head coach in NFL history,
He's
man.
He's 30, dude. He's 30. He's 30.
I'm trying to see what he did before that. Like, what did you do? So 6 years ago, like, he joined Washington staff as an offensive assistant in 2010 before taking over as a tight ends coach in 2011, 2013. So what the fuck?
So at 22, he was already telling grown men what the fuck to do in the league.
I mean, this is amazing.
I don't know what kind of coaching path he has, but you're running a team. You're running the most, is it maybe the second? A top 5 financial team in the league. Because the Rams are worth like $1 billion or something stupid.
Woo!
So you're running, man. Good luck, bro. I don't even know what to tell you, because Snead is still there. You don't have a draft pick this season in the first 2 rounds, or the first round. I think you got a second round pick, but you don't have a first round pick this year. Good luck, bro. I don't know what to tell you. And you have to come in and fire a lot of people, because they've been losing for 16 seasons. Some stupid shit. You got a lot of work to do. Did you watch a lot of the playoff games this year?
Yes, I watched a little.
What do you like? Anything stand out to you that you remember?
All the games were horrible. This first week, I'm looking forward to this weekend games, because you have some good matchups. You have Green Bay going to Dallas, which I expect Green Bay to knock Dallas out. And I ain't talk shit to the Cowboy fans all year long. I'm waiting till they lose when I can unleash the fucking Kraken on their ass. So Aaron Rodgers, come to Dallas, leave with a win so I can goddamn get on these Cowboys fans. Then you got
Is Rodgers the GOAT?
No. The GOAT is a guy that plays in New England, goes by the name of Thomas Brady, who also has a playoff game this weekend. Mm. They're going against the Houston Texans, which we expect them to win. Then you have the Steelers versus the Chiefs, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you look for Big Ben to do his business because Andy Reid, you just don't trust him. And then last but not least, you got who's left? Falcons. Yeah, Falcons and the Seahawks. Falcons and Seahawks.
Yeah. Every year I always feel like you got to pick Seattle. Like, we picked the Raiders this year. The Raiders are out. And our other pick, at least my NFC pick, was the Seahawks. I don't think they're going to get the job done. I think the Falcons got them this year.
Mm, I think so. But just a little info on Sean McVay, going back to NFL. He started his career in 2008 as the assistant wide receiver coach. Then he went to the Florida Tuskers as a wide receiver coach, quality control coordinator. Florida Tuskers is probably some arena league team. Then he got back 2010, back in the NFL, you know what I'm saying?
Wait. So his first job was in the NFL?
First job as a coach was in the NFL, 2008, man. Tampa Bay, assistant wide receiver coach. Then 2009, all the way down to the Florida Tuskers.
Hold on, but that can't be right. How's your first job?
Hey, man. And look, 2008, so that means it was 7 years ago?
No. The motherfucker was 23.
That was 9 years ago. No, he turns 31. Yeah, he turns 31 this month. So that was do the math. Quick math. 2008.
It was 20. Are you 9 years ago?
Yeah, 9 years ago. So yeah, wow.
Holy shit.
9 years ago. So he was just about 21. He was just 21. So he was damn near out of college and he got a job in the NFL.
So he's got it. So who is he related to?
Somebody, man.
Who is he related to?
That's what I want to know, man.
Let me look him up. Who's he? He's a grandson of former San Francisco 49ers general manager John McVay.
That's why he got.
There you go, people. There you go. Grandson. Grandson, bro.
Oh, man.
Anyway, bro.
I was just wondering, like, how do you get a job in NFL 21? Like,
he had to be related to somebody. Shit. Yeah, he had to be related to somebody. We haven't talked about this, and it's not on the outline, but I want to ask your opinion if you heard of it. Ice Cube's 3-on-3 league. God damn.
Basketball league.
Already?
Right?
Yeah, it's basketball league. Why are you laughing already, though?
I mean, because the 3-on-3 league, like, that's not, nigga, that is a tournament, my nigga. You don't call it a league, nigga? It's like, 3-on-3?
Okay, so it's 10 games. It's 8 teams. It's 10 games. And they played a 60. There's no time clock. Why are you laughing, man?
Hey, look, Q, I know you got way more money than me. Way more. But get us a little bit more thought, because that sounds stupid.
What do you mean?
Why not let them play the 21? Fuck it.
It's only 3-on-3. These cats ain't playing 21. They playing a 60.
60 is 3-on-3. Let them play the 21. Like, fuck it.
Three players, it means three of them going to get 20 points. I'm with that. Allen Iverson has already signed on. Oh, fuck it. Steven Jackson's going to be in the league. The defensive stalwart, three-point shooter, Steven Jackson.
It'll be a fight. Steven Jackson.
Yeah, that's absolutely going to be a fight.
Stackhouse, is he in there?
Don't see Stackhouse yet, but Chauncey Billups, Kenyon Martin.
Big Shot Billups?
Jermaine O'Neal, Lewis. O'Neal. I really thought Rashard Lewis was still in the league. Somewhere toiling. But he's playing. Gary Payton will coach, but he's not gonna play.
But the glove playing?
he's gonna be a coach, but Iverson is
like,
a
no wonder there's no time limit. It's gonna take these niggas forever to get down the court. Like
white chocolate is in this motherfucker.
Oh man, yeah, you gotta have somebody white in the league, bro. Hey, that?
Where's Sean Kemp? That's my question. Where's Sean Kemp?
Look, Kemp is probably playing in Greece right now. He's probably one of them teams where they can only have one American. He's the American.
I think out of all the people that I can think of, Sean Kemp is probably one that's still balling, probably daily. He got 90 kids. He could never retire.
No, Sean Kemp is somewhere smoking weed, getting fat as fuck. He is not playing no basketball nowhere.
Sean Kemp, you know, got fat as soon as he left the NBA.
Nigga, he got fat in the NBA.
Oh, shit. How long before Pippen signs up?
Well, Pippen's in there. He's like, so? Pippen, like, is there an age limit? Because, you know, I'm pushing 50. You know, like.
Pippen probably waiting here. I want you to announce me on the last day. You might get to see Tim Duncan. I never want to see Tim Duncan play a 3-on-3 game. Ever in life, never. No. But I'm just saying. So you're not excited to see this? They play in the summer? You're not? You still not feeling it?
Nah. Sean Kemp got a son that's played basketball.
Sean Kemp will probably play with his son. His son ain't going to make it to the league.
His son's 6'9", University of Washington.
University of Washington? D1?
Yeah, D1, nigga.
Oh, shit. He might get pulled. You know that?
He's already in the D League.
Oh, yeah. So he got picked. Someone's going to sign him.
He plays for the Reno Bighorns.
6'9". So what does he play? Small forward?
Got to be. Small or power. He probably played 4 or 5. Damn.
He'll get a 10-day contract.
He was one of the kids born in 92, man.
He'll get a 10-day contract. The only other thing I want to talk about sports-wise, we really should be talking about more football, but fuck it. DeMarcus Cousins is apparently going to re-sign.
Boogie.
Did I hear the number right? Is it like $250 million?
Yes, you heard the number right, because the money goes up again this year. So, yeah, it's going to be some
shit.
Hey, NBA, the contracts for the NBA going to stay ridiculous for the next couple. Like, you're going to see some players like me and Saul Wright getting $13 million a year. You're going to be like, damn, nigga average 3 points a game. You get $13 million. Like, whoa. Because they got to spend the money or it goes back. So that's why they're just giving all these niggas all this money.
God. Damn.
Isn't it crazy they have to spend the money?
I mean, I don't want to take any credit away from Boogie. I mean, the dude is he's a baller.
I wouldn't stay in Sacramento. Like, I'm out of there. Like,
if I can get $250 million, I'm staying.
But it smells like cow shit in Sacramento, dog. Like, $250
million, you can buy some nice-ass nose plugs.
Fuck that, man. Sacramento is sad, bro. Like, man, sorry, man. Man, fuck it, man. Shout out to Bon Appetit, another show on Viceland that you need to watch. Man, California got it going on with weed, bro. That's the only thing I got to say about that, man. That's one of my early winners, man. The state of California, man.
State of California is your winner.
It's all right.
Having that weed.
Nigga, I've been watching shit. I done seen so much shit about weed that I ain't even know about. Like, CBDs, you ever heard of that shit?
No, it's
like, okay, so let's say you smoking like some regular weed or whatever. Like, not regular, but just weed. You smoking weed and you get too high. You can smoke some CBD. It's weed too. It's another chemical that's in weed that counteracts the. So if you too high, you can smoke some CBD weed and you'll calm down. Ain't that crazy?
That's ridiculous.
Ain't that crazy?
Who's gonna, like, so you have to be, if you're too high and you CBD, know you need.
It gets you high, but it don't get you that crazy trippy high. Like, you know, this new weed, man, this new rapper weed, man, had niggas going nuts.
Man, yo, just be careful out there, man. That's all I can say. Like, legalization of weed means there's gonna be some shit out there that we ain't ready for,
right?
And y'all gonna be smoking like them videos of people smoking what is that shit? Sativa,
salvia
shit.
And hey, shit is awesome, song right though. It's funny.
Yeah, when you watching.
No, have you ever did it?
No.
Oh my god! All right, so check it out, man. Me and my buddies, man, we'd sit around and get like a little bag. Cause they sell like you spend about. We get like a 30X or 20X win or something like that. And you know what I'm saying? And the funny part is, you sitting there watching somebody else smoke, and then they kirking out. So then it's your turn, and then you kirk out. And it's like everybody go around the room, and it's a... But yeah, man, let me tell you, that shit is fucking... It feel like gravity. You have lost all type of gravity. Because, man, I'm telling you, man, my buddy... When I hit that shit, it just felt like, you know, Indiana Jones when they running from that fucking thing in the little ball thing. You know what I'm talking about,
that's
right?
That's a really old reference, but yeah. Jesus Christ.
Okay, this, imagine that ball just rolling through a tunnel. That's what it feel like when you on
this. That doesn't sound fun to
me. It's all right. It's funny because it's like you're almost disabled for a minute.
Yeah, see,
nothing's wrong with you, but you feel this way. You just feel like you're slobbing all over the place, but you're not. You know what I'm saying? You feel like, oh, I can't talk and oh, I can't do anything, but you really can, but it's just solely your mind. Cause my buddy was standing there, like when he got out and he was tripping, he was like, "Oh my God, all these cracks in the floor! I'm just gonna stand still. I don't want to move." And it was just so funny because he wasn't even standing up; he was sitting down.
Yeah, man, I can't like. So the videos that made the net popular, the ones that went viral, were people smoking the shit not knowing it. So I saw they slipped this old dude some, and he immediately fell over. He was trying to ride away. He's like, "Oh shit!" As soon as he hit it, he's like, this shit ain't right. I'm high as fuck. I gotta go." He tried to get on his bike. He fell. Then he tried to stand up, he failed. He couldn't breathe. He was like, at that point, they was trying to help him because he couldn't breathe right. Nah, man, y'all gotta be careful out here.
But it only lasts for like 30 seconds, man, about two minutes, and that shit gone.
Fuck that shit.
And it goes away, and you just be sitting there, you just be like, and it's like you almost be tired from laughing so hard.
Well, the whole world, the United States, for the next at least 4 years, is gonna be like we want a bad salvia trip with Trump in office. That's all I know.
See him the other day, man.
What did he do now? He did something else?
Okay, the CNN reporter was trying to ask him a question, and Trump was like, nope, not you. I'm not talking to you guys. You guys put out fake news. They were like, sure, but we not talking to you. Quit being rude. Next question. Listen, I'm not talking to you. Like, he was acting like a 5-year-old, man.
I can't stand that motherfucker so much.
That's our president right there. The pettiest nigga alive.
I can't stand that motherfucker so much, bro. I don't even know what to say about that shit. But I am completely on board. And I know people are going to mention this before we get to that part. I know people are going to mention this. Y'all did TV talk. Y'all didn't talk about Black-ish. Did you watch Black-ish last night?
Did I watch it last week? No. I don't watch Black-ish, man. I'm not going to watch it. I tried watching one episode. Show's not for me, man.
All right. I haven't watched this. Like, I got Black-ish to watch. It's probably what I'm going to be doing all day. Well, part of the day tomorrow. I saw the segment, though, that everybody's talking about. And the quotable that Dre said was that, "I love this country, even though sometimes it doesn't love me." And he went into the history of blacks loving America and the system never working for us. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great shit. It's worth watching. Like, if nothing else, Jaren, watch that fucking part.
I'm going to watch it, man.
It's just good to see that part. But, like, I know that people are going to ask us what we think about it. And we think he's fucking right. Like, I don't have to watch the whole goddamn episode to know that that part was on point. That's completely true. That's what we do, which is why I have a problem with motherfuckers who say, "You gotta vote anyway." Why? If you keep doing the same shit and subscribing to a system that doesn't give a fuck about you, don't be surprised when the shit doesn't work. This shit doesn't work. This keeping your hands on the steering wheel and not talking back doesn't work. You get kicked in the jaw and you get your jaw broke from going down to the ground like they told you. The shit doesn't work. But the show was right. We get it. Good show. Keep watching Black-ish. Now, to your Keep It 100. And I'm so happy you put this on here, because I was going to text this shit to y'all, but I always feel like I'm the running joke when I do shit like this, so I didn't text it. But I'm glad you made it on the list, bro. Go ahead.
Okay, people. A lot has been made about this, but I just want to go ahead and put my 2 cents on it. That song, Bad and Bougie, is a fucking horrible song.
Trash!
Horrible. You know, and then people are like, "Hey, you just washed. You old crickety old man." I'm gonna tell y'all something. Back in the day, we had garbage music too. It wasn't played on the radio. It wasn't popular. It wasn't like fucking driven into your fucking heads. It was just stupid little fucking songs. But today's songs, these little dumbass niggas, like, this the popular music. Club music used to just be club music. You ain't hear club music on the radio. You actually hear talented niggas on the radio. Now it's like drop top. What up, stupid? It's stupid. Whipping up dope in a crock pot? You can't do that. Crock pot don't get hot enough to cook dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah.
It's
sounds horrible. I hate it. It's popular. Niggas are saying it. And it's fucking stupid, man. It's dumb, man. I don't blame the musicians. I blame the music listeners, because y'all dictate the market. It's on y'all. If this the kind of shit y'all like, this is the kind of shit that's gonna continue to get made. I thought we was making some headway when Kendrick was talking about Black of the Berry, Sweetie Juice, everybody going conscious and shit. That shit didn't last for long. You know why? Niggas Future dropped a new mixtape. You know what I'm saying? And it was a rap. Niggas gave a fuck about Kendrick no more. Damn, man.
Kendrick did really like it. He burned too hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you get some shit, maybe it's a blunt. You like that motherfucker and it burn out real quick. You're like, God damn. Yeah. Kendrick burned too hot. He came on the scene, he took over. His last album, I haven't heard anything about that shit in ages.
You talking about the Untitled or the album?
I've heard more about Untitled than I did his album.
We
talked about
the greatest album that, you know, 2 weeks after it dropped, the greatest album, most important album hit in music history, and now niggas don't even, yeah, you right.
That shit was mentioned for about 3 weeks solid. It was about 3 weeks solid, and then it was over.
And that was just like last year when it's all right.
Yeah, award show, he showed up like
2014. I was like, didn't that shit come out 2014? No, that was 2015. February, to be exact.
We get to see him at award shows, so he pops back up then. But other than that, no one talks about that shit. It's not mentioned.
2 years already? It's about to be 2 years. Burned out.
Burned out quick. And now we got these young cats mumble. These cats are telling you in interviews that they not saying shit, and y'all are like, cool.
Cool. This shit dope, my nigga. This shit lit.
When I heard when they got the Golden Globe Awards, another award show that we shouldn't give a fuck about, even though black people were winning shit, fuck that award show. When Atlanta won, which it should, because that's a great show, Glover said that, hey, props to Migos because Black and Bougie, or is it Bad and Bougie? Black and Bougie? I don't even know the fucking name of the song.
Whatever the name is.
Bougie, goddammit, is the greatest song ever. He loved the song, and everybody went crazy. The internet was like, yeah! So I was like, alright, let me fucking hear this song. And that motherfucker came on, and I heard the bass line is dope, and that motherfucker said, raindrop, drop top? What the fuck is going on? What the hell is this shit? I really thought that I was getting a bad version of the song.
Yeah, he was like, oh, this must be the clean version.
This is what y'all,
nigga. That's why I was just like, yo, man. So yeah, call me washed, call me old, cause I don't get it. But that shit there is garbage.
This song is so bad.
Stupid. Listen, man. Migos, go away, bro. Go away. Like, I don't understand. No, Migos. We can't. No. Sorry.
And I'm not even mad. Like, I guess the thing that pisses me off the most about it is that people are, it's cool if you like a song that's not technically all that great. Uh-huh. But when you say that it's great, stop it. Like, yeah. The Rapping Cowboy, when that shit was out, da-ha, that shit was on the charts and all that shit. Hey, that shit was on the charts, but nobody was like, this is the greatest shit ever. It was a funny-ass song, and we were enjoying it.
Yes.
Nobody held that shit up like a beacon of hip-hop. Mm. That's not what the fuck happened. When Rodney Dangerfield came out with his rap album, people looked at that shit and laughed, but yep. They weren't like, yo, this is a fucking beacon. This is what we need to strive for.
Chunky A. Don't forget about Chunky A.
Chunky A. Like, everybody was rapping, and it was fun. But yep. You guys are saying that, hey, Chunky A is the dopest rapper ever. Y'all gotta slow the fuck down, man. Mm. Like, nobody thought that Snow Informer was the dopest rapper ever. They thought that Double Time shit was funny. But it was cool to listen to. But nobody was like, yeah, this is what we all need to be doing. Y'all motherfuckers is beside... Raindrop, drop top. We should read... Where are the fucking lyrics? We should bring up the lyrics. Because I know y'all know them off... Like, y'all listen to this shit right now. Like, y'all old niggas... It's mad as hell.
Man, them niggas don't know, man. Them niggas stupid, man. Them niggas don't know shit,
they
man.
They don't know shit, man.
They don't know a damn thing, man. Man, this nigga crazy, bro. Man, I can't believe I'm listening to this motherfucking podcast and these niggas shitting on... Okay, it says, you know young rich niggas. You know... Okay, I guess
fuck that's that part. Let's get to the bars.
It says, raindrops, drop top, smoking on cookie in the hot box, fucking on your bitch, she a thot, thot, thot.
He says thot three times.
Yeah, thot, four times, actually. Somebody ad lib said thot, too. Like, you got to make sure we know.
I don't want to cut you off on this part, but that hoe over there, which is what thot means, that hoe over there doesn't make sense. Hoe was fine. Why did we add the extra?
Oh, yeah.
But go ahead. Keep going. I'm old.
Cooked up in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. I don't trust nobody to grip the trigger. Call up the gang, they come and get you. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. My bitch is bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. Oh my God. So basically,
These niggas gave you 8 bars.
Oh, that was the... Oh, excuse me. That was just the hook for Offset. I'm sorry. The fucking, the verse was Offset... Woo, 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 woo. Rackins on rackins, got backends on backends. I'm riding around in the coupe. I take your bitch right from you. Bitch, I'm a dog, roof. beat the whole walls loose, hop in the frog, woo. I tell the bitch to come comfort me. I swear these niggas is under me. They hating the devil, keep jumping me. Bank rolls on me, keep me company. We did the most, yeah. Pull up in ghost, yeah. My diamonds a choker, glah. Holding the fire with no holster,
blah. I'm done. Please save. I'm Rick done. Diamonds, no, cool. No more.
It's a
no
rose, not a Mueller. Dabbing on them like the usual. Magic with the brick, do voodoo. Courtside with a bad bitch. Oh, then I send the bitch through Uber. I'm young and rich, and plus I'm bougie. I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Rackings on rackings, got back ends on back ends. So my money making my back ache. You niggas got a low act rate. What?
Can we just stop?
We from the north, yeah, that way north. Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray. Two bitches just national smash day. Hop in the lamb, have a drag race. Skirt. I let them birds take a bath, bathe. Brr.
If you're Killer Mike, and the show Atlanta wins a Golden Globe Award, it showed a lot of black folks' life in Atlanta. I guess that's what it was, like representative of black people's regular life in Atlanta, mm-hmm. which is why people loved it so much. If you kill a mic and they shout out Migos for this song instead of any of your catalog, ain't you pissed?
Well, Migos was actually in the show.
I don't give a fuck.
So, I mean, like I said, I don't know. Like, this just, like I said, that right there was, I was hoping he did it in jest and was being funny, but no, I think he was being serious.
I think he actually likes the song.
Yeah, I think, you know, but you know, Donnie, I think Donald, I guess he wants that love from that people.
I don't know that he's even catering. Like, I don't take him to be one of those people that's just going to cater to, like, I think he just actually likes the song, which is, I think he likes it in a different way than everybody else is championing. Cause I've seen all the cartoon videos where they're making the cartoons dance to that song, and it's fun, but motherfuckers are championing this song like this is what we're supposed to be doing, and I don't understand that shit. I don't get it. Like somebody, we still live in, it's 2017, and I'm still telling people about motherfuckers like Brother Ali and Killer Mike. That's got substance in bars. But Bad and Bougie, where he literally spits the whole song talking about crack, Uzis, fucking somebody else's chick. That's the whole song. We still doing that. But we mad about Trump. But we still doing this. No, they're not related. And no, you don't have to feel the same about both. But that's a fucking dichotomy for your ass. You mad about Trump, but you rocking Migos. Bad and Bougie. Cooking up dope in the crock pot? Cooking coke with an Uzi?
That shit's crazy. Them were some of the worst lyrics I've ever read in my life.
Really bad. I'm just glad. I was so happy when I saw this on the outline. I was like, thank you. Because I wanted to text it, but usually I'm the joke when I text shit like this.
I don't like that song.
Right. You'd be like, oh, this old nigga, man. That's just, yeah, come on, Saul, man. You got to give it, man, come on, man. Everything ain't going to be munchies for your base. Like, I know you mad that it ain't nice and smooth hip hop junkies. I know you mad. So I was like, I ain't gonna even talk about it this week. I'm so glad you put that on here, Jimmy. So you my winner this week. Jerv is my winner for not liking this song too. Now I want y'all to know something, full disclosure. When Be Easy hears this part of the show and he starts texting us how stupid and old we are, Jerv is gonna say that he didn't say that shit.
Say what?
You're going to be like, I really like that song. I just put it on that for ratings.
Oh, my God. No, that song is fucking stupid. Bro. I was my kid that the other day, man. He was sitting there. I was like, man, how stupid you sound, man.
How did that even come on the radio? Like, you only listen to the satellite.
I mean, satellite radio,
but yeah. You listen to Backspin. This played on Backspin?
No, man. I listen to all of them, man.
Oh, I thought Backspin and ESPN was your shit.
Oh, I mean, look, because when they play some shit like that, yes, I go back to Backspin. Oh,
okay. Because
I'm just like, I get a little, you know, I try to stay current. Khabizi say, you don't know nothing about what's going on. So I try to listen to the, you know what I'm saying, the daily music. So I know the difference between a 21 Savage and a little Uzi Ferd and a, you know, whatever, you know, because they play that bullshit. I try to know, man.
Hey, we tried. Like I said, when I listened to the XXL list, I listened to like, what, six of them people?
Yeah.
And the only one that made it was Dave East. Anderson .Paak didn't count because I was already on him.
Yeah,
Dave East is dope.
Yeah.
So everybody else on the list was terrible. I don't understand what y'all listen to. I heard somebody the other day talking about Don Tripp music. Have you listened to Don Tripp?
Yes, I do. I fuck with him.
Don Tripp's not bad, but I've never heard that much cursing in one song. And Don Tripp, I've got a bad mouth. Don Tripp curses every other, like, holy shit.
Hey, man.
Because, you know, every time I put up the little fucking videos and shit that I do, I try and use a song that's, you know, from somebody mixtape. I can't use no Don Tripp song.
Man.
It's not going to work. He got one song, I think he just say nigga back to back like for 32 bars. And that's the whole song. Nigga, 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 nigga. I was like, shit.
That's what's up. Real shit right there.
Hey, man, but let's get these people's our winners and losers. Get the fuck up out of here.
Oh, man, my winner this week, man, is 21 Savage. Why is 21 Savage your winner this week, Jern? Because 21 Savage said he is not going to, because it's another rapper named 22 Savage, not to be confused with 23 Savage. 22 Savage is dissing 21 Savage. 23 Savage is dissing 22 Savage. But 21 Savage said, hey, because 22 Savage wants to fight 21 Savage for $100,000 and the name. 21 Savage said, I am not going to respond to you broke-ass niggas trying to get at me for publicity. He was like, nope, not going to do it. Not fighting no niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I respect it. Even though I don't like your music, I respect what you're doing. You're not taking the bait. You're not feeding the trolls. Great job. My other winners this week are the University of, well, Clemson University, Dapple, and we have a sin problem, Sweeney, national champions. They took down the mighty Death Star. They beat Alabama, Nick Satan, and then I went down. The funniest thing, though, was when Alabama came back, they showed them coming back. You know how they show one team, the champions, they getting off the plane. They got everybody there. Ah, yeah, going crazy.
Yeah.
Alabama had like five people that just sitting there clapping, nigga. And the niggas got, like, that was the saddest thing. They were just like, it was like five people at the airport waiting on these niggas. I was like, damn.
Man, they only like you when you winning, man.
They only like you when you winning, man.
Shit.
Those my winners this week. My losers were, let's see, I wrote it down. Let's see. Roll Tide fans. Y'all my losers because y'all are so fucking, y'all, when you winning, oh, we the greatest thing ever, 17 claim titles, blah, 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 roll tide, roll tide, roll tide, but your ass motherfucking lost. Nobody lost because you got rid of motherfucking Lane Kiffin before the championship game. You brought that drunk ass Steve Sarkisian in there. His drunk ass could not. He was too conservative. He ain't no shit about the fucking team. Now everybody, oh, Jalen Hurts garbage. That dude garbage. Was he garbage, you know, when they was 14-0? No, he wasn't. Right. Right. He just so happened to be garbage at the championship game. You know, the dude is 18 years old. 18. Like, freshman 18.
Yeah, freshman 18. Like,
this man is, stop it. So he got like 3 more years. He ain't going pro early. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, Jalen Hurts will be better. But all you motherfucking Crimson Tide fans and you fake-ass Crimson Tide fans, y'all my lose. Because y'all know, like, I got a nephew. This nigga's a Alabama fan. I'm just like, oh, you Alabama fan? And I'm looking at him, I'm like, dude, you know I've known you your whole life, right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's an Alabama fan this season.
I mean, I remember when you was a Georgia fan. I remember when you was a Florida State fan. I remember when you was a Florida fan. But now you're an Alabama fan?
But how old is he?
Oh, he's like 20.
Oh, shit. He too old for that shit.
Too old for that shit. I remember you like Georgia. But now all of a sudden, you an Alabama Roll Tide. Okay, I got you. And I told you was going to lose. So take that, my nigga. Y'all lost.
Can I add a win? Well, I guess, is it my turn for winners now?
Yes.
My winner is Friday Night Tights for coming back.
Oh, shit. Don't tell me it's back on.
They come back, I think, next week. They showed
the. Oh, okay. I'm about to say, boy.
Nah, they just did the 20-minute snippet, so you get to see what's going on this season. The Outlaws, like the rich get richer. Can I spoil it for you?
Man, you can't spoil nothing for me on this show.
Guess who the Outlaws, the Snoop League champion Outlaws, just added to their team this season?
Who?
They added another guy who's faster than Mizell. This nigga beat Mizell when they were running. So that's already a problem.
Tadion.
No, not Tadion. This is just some random dude that they signed.
Oh, okay.
But here's the other dude that's named that you'll know. Daddy is on their team now.
74 from the other.
He showed up to practice in the other Outlaw jersey. He plays for the Outlaws now, and he done lost some weight. How the fuck do you? Because the coach said, "What's your real name?" Because I'm not calling you Daddy. And so his name is Douglas. Douglas is with the Outlaws now, bro. That's not fair. That's not fair. I don't even understand how you add that motherfucker, because you couldn't stop him last season. Yeah. I'm hyped. Like, everything else they showed.
Well, that one team stopped him when they started playing daddy ball. They was like, all they gonna do is go to him, and they shut that shit down.
Was that the Storm? Was that the Storm?
Yeah.
So here's they're still stupid. So you know they got the senior team and they got the JV team.
Okay.
So they're like, okay, well, you got to field the JV team. You got to have 20 players. You don't have 20 people here. So what, you want me to certify the team and take your money? He's like, I don't understand the problem. He said, you have 9 players. Well, I think we'll have some more to show up. You need 20 to have a team. So if you don't have 20, every time we have a game, you're going to forfeit. So what do you want to do? Well, certify him. He's like, all right, fuck it. I'll take your money, but you don't have enough team for this team. What the fuck are you doing? That team is stupid. The Storm is stupid. The fuck is stupid. But I'm happy that it's back. I got the 20-minute clip, and I was like, yo, I'm glad this show is coming back, because I didn't think it was going to make it. I thought that was it. You had the Swan Song, the Outlaws won. That was it. But now you just added, a fucking blue chip, and you added Daddy to the team? Hey, man, I'm ready to see them run over some motherfuckers. So props. That's my winner this week. My loser, it's got to be San Diego Chargers, bro. Like, I understand that you've been trying for 15 years to get a new stadium. I get it. But you don't go to L.A., bro. You're the, like, maybe the fourth or fifth favorite football team in California now. L.A. still has Raider fans. L.A.'s going to have Rams fans. And now they got the fucking Chargers?
Yeah.
They don't even want you there. And then you're going to play the next two seasons in the stadium that holds 30,000 people.
Damn, 30,000. I see that. I'm like, hold up. That bitch inside or something? I said, what the fuck is this? I said, that's not an NFL stadium, 30,000? Like, so, man, we could have stayed in San Diego for this. Like, I was just like,
I don't know how you're going to be profitable. 30,000 for NFL. Look, for people that don't know the numbers, 30,000 is like a baseball crowd. It's a low-end baseball crowd, but it's a baseball crowd. Football stadiums are doing 70 and 80. The fucking UT team is doing 100. 30,000, bro. Like, you couldn't even get the Coliseum to share with the fucking Rams.
Nigga, that's like an NBA game. A sold-out NBA 30, game.
30, right. 30, shit, sold-out is like 20.
I mean, I'm trying to be modest here, so all right. Like, I mean,
depends, man, on what. Man, look, 30,000 is, like I said, it's a small baseball game. Good luck, bro. I don't know how. No one's gonna get. Not the only thing that's gonna save you is being good. If you're good, you'll get some fans real quick. But the San Diego Chargers is what the fucking team is. They've been in San Diego for like 60 years. I'm not even mad at you for moving, but moving to LA, y'all should have moved somewhere else, bro. Shit, come to Austin. We ain't got a team. You still would have been the second favorite team here. Just go to St. Louis. Looking for a team. But you went to L.A. No one gives a fuck about you in L.A. We didn't do shout-outs last week. I guess we got to do shout-outs this week.
Please, man. I got in trouble for that last week.
All right, man. Do your shout-outs, man. Do your shout-outs.
All right, man. First off, man, shout-out to Gerard out in Massachusetts, listener of Frocast and a lover of beer. Hit me up on Snapchat, and I was just like, yo, I don't even know who you are, but now, Gerard, boom, you're famous.
Hey, that's what's up. You want to put a snap out there?
I don't know if you want me to do that. He just said, just tell him Gerard. So I'm just doing what he said, bro. Shout out to, man, New Year, man. Shout out to Ruler Myself, man. Shout out to Peppy J.
Peppy J!
We gonna get you on this show, bro. He said he don't get off the 6, so we got to move Saul Wright's schedule around. Nope. And we'll see what happens, man.
Nope, not
we'll
gonna
see
happen.
What happens. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to Miss T. Lee. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive and all the dudes over there, Dr. Abrasive Network. What's his name? K Law, Mr. 2-5.
Hell yeah.
255. Shout out to all my niggas over there. Man, anybody else, man?
There's always more people.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to RT3. Shout out to Mad Static. Shout out to MJ Money 9S. Shout out to, man, and whoever else listens to the fucking show. Baby Yoda. Fucking Kyra. You finally got out of the fucking hospital, my nigga. God damn. Get yourself together. Yeah, man. And anybody else that fuck with us, leave a comment. Rule of myself. I mean, not rule of myself. Rick James, bitch. You know, BZ got RT3 and Rick James, bitch, mixed up. He was so funny, bro. He was like, right, is this RT3? I said, no. That's Rick James, bitch. I was like, that's the two different people, man. So, yeah, shout out to everybody, man. You know, sorry about last week. All right, it was real ornery.
Wow.
But we're back. We're back in the saddle. No GQ Blue, so everything's running smoother this week. Yeah.
Props to Philly Anderson on Twitter. He has a gaming channel. Make sure y'all check that shit out. We are GNT. Check that out. They gaming. They talking about the Frocast and shit. And they family, so we fuck with them. Go check them out on YouTube. We are, like the word R, A-R-E, GNT. Golf Nancy Tango. GNT. So check them out. They're playing games. They're talking shit. They're having a good time. And it's black folks. We got to support some black people doing shit. So this has been another episode of the Frocast. Episode 239 on your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton. Sitting in with King German, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today. Yesterday and forever, we will holler at you on the next episode of the Frocast from NappyAfro.com. Make sure you go to the store and buy some tees, bitch. We'll holler. Peace. Say peace, nigga.
Peace. Sorry, man. My bad. You was going off, man. My bad, bro.
You gotta say peace to the people, man. Shit. Yeah. Gotta tell these motherfuckers what's up.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com